Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On zero. 3, 2, 1, 0.
All right. Okay. Can we do it again? Because I'm pretty sure that I caught a lag spike.
Yeah. I agree.
Because your clap was like 30 seconds after all.
I thought you either caught a lag spike or you were cranking that Soulja Boy or something. You were doing all kinds of stuff over there. On zero. All right. 3, 2, 1, 0.
All right.
That sounded better.
All right.
Hey, just a little quick. Y'all want to see a quick little picture of Zoe Kravitz? I mean, just because it's never, never a bad thing.
I've never turned down a quick little picture of Zoe Kravitz.
That's like a year old issue. It's still like the first thing on your desk. Yeah. I appreciate that. Can that? That's a show note, right? We're going to put that cover in the show notes. That's going to be the picture that pops up on Facebook.
Yeah, it was your idea.
All right, we do want to remind all the JPP listeners out there, if for whatever reason recently you haven't been getting the JPP pods, we switched over a little bit. We had to do a little thing with how we upload our episodes. So it is possible you're still going to need to resubscribe, whether it's on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. We are still putting them out once a week, firing them out here, and we just want to make sure you're still getting them, because the way it changed over, we have heard from a few people that they weren't sure if we were still recording them or not. So if you think you haven't seen one in a while, then that means you've probably been missing it. So make sure you're going on wherever you get your podcast and just search the Just Press Play podcast and you should be able to find it, and make sure you hit that subscribe button. Then while you're over at that subscribe button, go ahead and drop a little ratings and review. Let us know how dumb we are or how smart we are, or let us know if you think we're a 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, whatever it is. A rating review always helps. But the main thing, if you haven't heard us in a while and you feel like we hadn't been putting it out, it might be due to a mix up in the subscribe or the subscription stuff. So just make sure you hit that subscribe button, because they're still coming out once a week.
Well, I'd say if you have missed some stuff, like, go back and catch some of it, because like some of it, like, feel free to listen on two times. But there's some good stuff back in some of these older podcasts that you might have missed in the last month or so. So feel free to go pilfer our archive.
And with that note, let's get into the episode.
A red wash was activated. Pregnant ladies and little kids better get the hell out of the way, because I am running. I'm like Forrest Gump, dude. I am running. So the Titanic was the biggest ship on the ocean, but that didn't mean it was unsinkable.
Okay. All right. I want you each to use Ombudsman in a sentence next week.
I got one for you. My name is Kevin, the official Ombudsman of the Just Press Play podcast. You like apples?
Welcome into another edition of the Just Press Play podcast. Once again, I'm joined by the great LJ and Pops. What is going on, guys?
Wow. Like that intro, dude.
Yeah, you know, what's going on, guys? Pops, what's on your mind? You got anything good on your mind this week?
There's a lot of things on my mind. I could go a lot of different directions here. One thing on my mind is run a fake field goal with a guy that's never run a football. We'll talk more about that later, but
If you're another team and you've got fourth down and 10 from like the 40 and you already have bad field goal kicking problems as it is, try to gain a yard before attempting that next field goal.
So kicking was an issue this weekend.
All right. El, you got anything good on your mind this week? I mean, it can be anything. You can take this anywhere.
Literally nothing good. Just only negative thoughts this week. So
that sounds like a Bronco fan.
Yes, it do.
I got something on my mind, and I think I may have just come up with our next $1 million idea.
This is our second $1 million idea, correct?
Yeah, Pops, do you remember our first $1 million idea?
Are we doing it now?
Well,
no, this is still hundreds of thousands of dollars idea right here.
Okay. Well, so I don't remember.
The first one's still in the drafts. It's our idea to have an account that scrubs your Twitter for like guys who are people that are fixing to become big.
For the DiVincenzos of the world.
Yeah. The next one is, so this earlier today, I was dealing with a little issue with my bank where, so long story short, someone may have got some card information, who knows, and we're working out, but I had to be on the phone with my bank for a while. And while on the phone, they had to put me on hold.
Right.
We are in the year 2019. Why is the hold music on the phone still terrible quality and awful music?
That's a fair question. Okay.
I have an idea. Let me present you with an idea.
Okay. I'd love to hear an idea.
We all have smartphones now. The majority have smartphones. Yeah. Most of these phones can now play music. Like I can go into Spotify or Apple Music or wherever I get my music from, YouTube. I can play something out loud through the speakers and it sounds pretty decent quality. So we should start up one. This is good for the accounts that have to put us on hold because I'm going to start up something where either there's a podcast. You can choose what you listen to while you're on hold. Podcast, a radio station, today's
love
hits.
Love it.
Country music, pops. I mean, anything. You can go pop music. You can go rock, any or podcast, whatever you want, and you just put something and it'll sample. So one, it's good for the company because they can actually let me listen to something that's decent, not like jazz music that sounds distorted from like a terrible elevator or something.
Right.
And then you maybe for the user, I could catch on to a podcast. I'm like, wait a minute, what is that? Is that podcast? That's pretty good. I like that. And then maybe I get subscribers. So if I'm a podcast host, I want to have my music or podcast on this hold service. I think it's an idea.
Can I take it a step further?
Yeah, please. That's why I brought it to the table.
So what if we invent an app that like when it detects that hold music is being played through your phone, it mutes everything and plays your last played music.
That's not bad either.
Or your last played podcast. And then once the music is not detected anymore, then it kicks you back into the phone call.
I like that. I think that's good. See, what I brought to the table here was I brought a half-ass idea. And I was hoping one of you guys could make it a full-ass idea.
The other half-ass.
Yeah. I just don't understand. We have the capability of playing music and podcasts and movies and all kinds of stuff on our phone, but we still have this awful, terrible music. And the only option is now I have to put my phone on speakerphone and have it sitting there while I like continue watching and doing whatever I'm doing.
Right.
But I can't turn it down all the way because then they come back from hold and I'm screwed because I didn't hear them.
And then the other thing is every time they come back from hold to say, we really value your call, please stay on the line. Then you like have to like turn up your volume and listen and get ready to take that phone call and like bullshit again.
So just throw that music on, throw the last thing I had on or the last podcast, or maybe if someone wants to try something new, it could be like Spotify does where it's like discover anything. It's just something to where maybe I have something worth listening to. And then the person just comes back on whenever they're actually ready, not just to go, thanks for holding one more second.
So I think we invent this app. And what it does is it plays the most recent episode of Just Press Play, regardless of who's listening to it. It always plays Just Press
Play. I like where you're headed.
From now on out, every hold music is simply Just Press Play podcast. Yeah. That's it.
I think the world would be a better place. I think we'd figure out a lot more about ourselves and life and in everything. Like, I think the world's just going to get better that way.
All right. Well, I think this idea is in the works. I think we got a few things, kinks we need to work out, but I think we're getting there.
Yeah.
I think we are getting there. All right. Let's get into a little bit. We are now halfway through the NFL season. It kind of is flying by on us. We're now, week 8 is in the books. And as a true football fan, you already know just as sure as the seasons change, Tom Brady will keep the Patriots in the game. And every weekend, our favorite Gridiron Warriors put their skills to the test. So why aren't you doing the same? We're halfway through the NFL season, so now is the time to get off the sidelines and get into the game with our friends from Pops. You know who our friends are?
I'm thinking you may be talking about our friends at MyBookie.
MyBookie. MyBookie is the premier place to bet on all your favorite pro and college football action every weekend. They always have the most up-to-date lines and the most prop bets of any sports books on the planet. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and bet with MyBookie. And if you're the guy or girl that likes to win a little or bet a little and win a lot, try a little simple parlay. You know, throw a couple teams. Maybe you know the Broncos won't cover. You know, they're going to find a way to screw it up.
So all right, go away.
But Right now, MyBookie is doing something special for our listeners. They want to double your first deposit. We've talked about this, Pops. What's better than one?
Two.
What's better than two? Four. This is math all on top of my head. I can do this all day. If you go over to MyBookie right now and put down your deposit, they will double it. All you have to do is put in the promo code CHAIR to activate the offer. That's the promo code CHAIR, C-H-A-I-R, to double your cash. So just head over to MyBookie.ag, put in the promo code CHAIR, double your first deposit. You play, you win, you get paid.
Money, money, Kevin. Money.
Pops.
I did think of some things that maybe would be better to have a single than a double.
Okay.
Like, say you had one of his an STD. If you had an STD, you would rather have one than two, right?
Yes. I think that is probably. Yeah.
Say you had a broken arm. I would rather have one than two.
All right.
So far, I'm with you, but...
I mean, there are a few things.
Can I throw out... Yeah. I know we're going to have a fight. Can I throw out a thing that I know you two are going to disagree on?
Yes.
Sure. Rutgers patty.
That should be easy. Okay, I'm a single. I'm a single guy on the Fuddruckers patties. And I'm a third pound on the Fuddruckers patties because you can have too much beef on a burger. You can absolutely have too much beef on a burger.
You're wrong, but that's okay.
What about when it comes to beers, two is better than one?
Yes.
Is there ever a time where one's better? I'd rather have two and not use the second than have one and want a second.
Have two. You know what the thing is? The best thing with a beer is have two to give a friend the extra. That's the best way to drink a beer is with somebody, but always two is better than one.
Well, in that case, I like to have three beers so I can give them one and still have two for myself. But
that's what you do. To a good friend, you'll give him your next to last beer.
Yep. All right. Well, let's get into some football talk. And I think we're going to kind of be, well, I don't want to speak for the entire podcast, but I didn't really get down any notes. I watched quite a bit of football, but, you know, I'm kind of just firing from the hip this weekend, which... Actually, speaking of that saying, firing from the hip, do you think they actually, I'm guessing that came from like the like old school, like when they had like Western
shootouts. I would think that'd be like gunfight shootouts.
So do you think like, Augustus McCray was talking about some old boy and he was like, I tell you what, that boy's dangerous because he just fires from the hip. He don't know where that bullet's going. He's just firing. Or is that something that came later on in life, like with us?
No, I would imagine it's shootouts. Because if you like a shootout, you draw and then you shoot. But if you can shoot it from the hip, like, you're good to go. You win. Like, if you can actually hit some accuracy from there.
But I feel like when we talk about firing from the hip, that means we're just kind of like a shotgun. We're just spraying out.
No. Well, yes, but it more means, I think, when we're firing from the hip is that we haven't put a lot of thought in. We haven't taken the time to aim that pistol. We're just shooting it from right where we pulled it out of our holster.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with Al. That's what it means.
Well, that makes sense. All right. Well, let's get into NFL talk.
Let's.
And Pops, let's start with you because you want to talk about some kicking or maybe running with your holder or just in general. Where are you going with that?
Well, I mean, just there were two really weird kicking things. So who was it that the Tennessee Titans had Brett Kearns, who's never run a football that I know of in his career.
And it looks like that's for good reason.
Exactly. So they do a fake punt with a guy that's never run the football. I don't think that was a good idea. Then the illustrious Freddie Kitchens takes a delay of game on a 4th and 11 because he doesn't want to punt so he can go for it for 4th and 16. I mean, what the hell are people thinking? I guess that was my takeaway from this week's NFL. What are people thinking? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, with Freddie Kitchens stuff, I kind of like, I get maybe he, I don't know. I get not wanting to punt or kick the field goal or whatever. Well, I think it was punt. I get not wanting to punt because you wanted, I mean, might as well keep trying to win. But why did it take that long to think about it? Because he wanted to save the time. I don't know. He just looks like he has no idea what he's doing as a head coach.
That's what it looks like.
It looks like when he was a coordinator, it was all fun and games, and all of a sudden they gave him the keys to the bus, and he has no idea how to drive. He knew how to drive a car, but now he's got a bus, and he has no idea what he's doing with that thing.
I agree.
And did you see that at one point in that game, that was the Patriots-Browns game, at one point the Browns had three straight turnovers on three consecutive plays. I think that's the first time in the Super Bowl era that's happened.
That's amazing.
That Patriots defense, I know we've talked about this before, but I just don't understand. They now have, I believe this is factually correct, They have scored more touchdowns as a defense than they've allowed as a defense on the year. That is insane.
I think that is correct.
And I want to say I saw that their two leading defensive players are former Browns from that 0-16 team. So, yep. Like, they're not even...
I love how they did it. They let this is where I feel like Bill Belichick's toying with the league. And not even just Bill Belichick, like the whole team. Like, so Jamie Collins was great for the Patriots. And they let him walk. They might even trade him to the Browns for a first-round pick. Jamie Collins, I don't know if y'all remember at the Browns. I don't either, because his name never got called out. All of a sudden, he's back at the Patriots, and he's one of the anchors of one of the best defenses we've seen since the Ravens in 2002. I mean, it's just insane. And they just feel like they're just playing the long con where they're screwing everybody in the NFL, yeah. And it just keeps working.
Always happens.
The other thing, Dad, I think we kind of mentioned off the top, and it's another thing with field goal kicking, and it's LJ, maybe you have some insight on this being a Chicagoan, but what the hell is Matt Nagy doing?
Never know. Nobody knows.
They have so they're playing. They out Chargers Philip Rivers and the Chargers. They found a way to lose in the weirdest way. They had a chance to 7-1. They had, I think it was 16-7 lead going in the fourth quarter. And Mitch Trubisky, I don't know if we want to get into it, but he looks like he may be the worst pick since Jamarcus Russell because he doesn't look great. And then they let the Chargers get back into it because Mitch Trubisky has no idea what he's doing. But then the Bears find a way. Down 16-17 due to a scramble from Mitch. They get the ball to what would that be? The 28-yard somewhere to where they had a 41-yard field goal from Eddie Pinheiro. And if you remember right, I think most Chicagoans, well, most people that watch the NFL will remember.
Yeah.
Just last year in the playoffs, they had the old double doink from Cody Parkey, and they went into the offseason, tried out like 15 kickers. They had like American Idol for kickers or something. And then, so we know they have field goal problems. And then instead of maybe like with a minute left or 54 seconds, instead of maybe running a play, a run play or a pass play, whatever it is, to try to gain, I don't know, 5 yards, maybe 10 yards, hell, maybe 20 yards, who knows? They just kneel, and then kick a 41-yard field goal, which they miss.
Yeah.
And then after the game,
his reason why was redunculous.
It was dumb. He just sounded mad, and it sounded like he was mad because he knew he was wrong. Because his reasoning was, if the other team, he says, we never even thought about passing or running, because if you pass it, you could throw an interception. And if you run it, and the team, so in that case, he never even thought about passing, because if you pass it, you could throw an interception, which.
Well, if you play also, the game, you could lose, I guess. So why even also, run out there? I mean, damn.
Being out there in the open at Soldier Field, they could have got struck by lightning.
It's possible. Anything.
Or Bane could have came up from underground.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it can get real bad.
We could have had a reenactment of Batman, and Bane all of a sudden like came up from underground in the middle of the city. Anything could have happened.
Could have happened.
Yeah.
But so that reasoning, okay, whatever. And then the next, his other reason, like, okay, well, you could have ran the ball, maybe gained a few yards. And he's like, well, if you run it and the other team knows you're going to run it, then that you will lose yards every time. It's like, well,
really?
There's a lot of times where the Razorbacks have known the other team's running it and it still goes for 80 yards. I've watched that happen a lot this year.
Yeah. In person, and, yeah. Seen that.
And to that same point, this is coming from the same coach who had a running back on his team that had rushed for, let's see, 27 carries for 130 yards. Huh. Looks like he was doing pretty well that game. Yeah. I just don't understand what he's doing. And then to just go off on the media because you're really just mad that you screwed up.
That's the thing, Kevin. He was mad because he screwed up and he gave insane reasons why he didn't do the right thing. Stupid.
Just ridiculous. LJ, maybe you want to get off the Bears. I don't know if you want to talk about another team that starts with the B, but is there any what headline did you have from week 8 of the NFL?
I
don't know.
I think Malort tastes better than the NFL is fun to watch. so that's all I've really learned. I just don't like watching the sport because I don't like watching my team. They've given up every game. And then I don't know. I got nothing. I'm just depressed. That's all.
Let's
just
see. Other thoughts.
Like an old dog.
Other thoughts. Let's see what we had. The 49ers.
I think
this just in, the 49ers are good.
Yeah.
And I know, just in case, I don't know for sure Uncle Tony's listening, but if he is, I would just like to say that Joey Bosa guy.
Nick.
Joey's good over at the Chargers, but Chargers. I think Nick is looking like he might be the defensive player of the year over.
Yeah, rookie
of the year.
Yeah.
He might be defensive player of the year. I'm with you, Kevin.
Yep. No doubt.
That kid was everywhere. And then that interception he had, just. Yeah. what every time I thought, like, man, can he make a better play than that? It's like, yep, here it is. Next drive. And then those running backs, Tevin Coleman looked great. Breida looked good when he's in there. It just seems like whoever they stick back there, it's so Shanahan-like of him. Because any running back that pops in just looks great in any given week. Like, next week it's probably going to be Mostert's going to come back in, and all of a sudden he's going to look like a great running back, because it's just what they do. The only thing with the 49ers, and I want to throw this to you guys, I still don't know about Jimmy Garoppolo, and I don't know if we're going to get the chance to see about Jimmy Garoppolo, because they look like they're going to be winning every single game in the fourth quarter. What do you think, Pops?
They got great. I mean, both Breida and Tevin Coleman?
Yeah.
I mean, they're so fast. I mean, they're so damn fast. And then they ran that little, jet.
Yeah.
It was a jet sweep, but it wasn't a sweep. It was a jet guard pull trap. It was like a jet trap.
Oh, that little counter. They ran like a little counter trap. Counter. It looked awesome. Yeah,
looked awesome. I'm just telling you, they have got backs that have wheels on them. They've got hopefully Sanders will come in and play.
Offensive lineman could run into a cheerleader, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's any play. That's any play where an offensive lineman could run into a cheerleader. But I think that's it. Those damn running backs are so fast. They're just so fast. And they got that running game going, and they got a great defense. So if they ever get the passing game going, who's the best undefeated team? I mean,
I got them.
I think it's New England. Wrong. And my reasoning for it, good. Okay, let's go. Because my reasoning is because I still want to see, if I'm down by four, who do I trust at quarterback? And it's big time Tom Brady over Garoppolo. I just don't know what Garoppolo is, because he hadn't had to do it. Now, he might be that guy, but we haven't seen it. LJ, do you think they're the best undefeated team?
I just don't know that Garoppolo's going to be down by four for the rest of the year. I mean, I just don't believe it. And Brady's playing a cupcake schedule for the rest of the year. He's going to go into the playoffs without having seen a real football team. Whereas Garoppolo's beaten real teams. He's not doing it. His defense is doing it. But that team is beating real teams right now, just on a regular basis.
Well, I mean,
I think New England's schedule gets tougher the next four or five games.
Both schedules haven't been great to this point, and there's a reason why. But I think at some point you go, you only can play who you get on the schedule, and they just beat the crap out of the Carolina Panthers, who are coming off a 4-game winning streak. So say what you will, maybe the Panthers aren't as good as we thought, but 51-13 against any team is impressive. And then, but with the 49ers, what we'll learn, I think they got a couple of games coming up. They go division, so they got Cardinals, Seahawks, Cardinals. The Seahawks is a tough one.
Seahawks is decent, and they got the Cowboys.
Then they have a stretch coming up in late November, early December, where they go Packers, at the Ravens, at New Orleans. We'll figure out a lot more about them later in the year. But I agree with you, LJ. I just think I'm picking the Patriots because, one, I do think Shanahan's a good coach, but I trust Bill Belichick more. I trust their quarterback more, and I do think you're right. On the 49ers defense is better, but that Patriots defense isn't. I mean, they're not far behind them at all.
For sure.
Let's see. By the way, if you want to know, so the San Francisco 49ers are allowing 224 total yards per game. The New England Patriots are allowing 234 yards per game. 10 yards separates
those two. Stupid numbers. Those are both stupid numbers.
1-2. Yep. Pretty good. Pretty good.
And what I think both teams are based off is they play really good coverage on the back end, and they can get to the pressure. They can get pressure on the quarterback without bringing five, six guys. And it's an easy recipe for winning, but it's harder. It's easier said than done. And both those teams are doing it. So those are the teams that are really impressive. The other thing we talked about a little last week, but once again, Aaron Rodgers made some throws in that Sunday night game. That guy is still really
man's a top quarterback. Good. There's no doubt about it. He's a top quarterback.
But I may have a hot take. That touchdown he threw to Jamal Williams, that was beautiful in the back of the end zone. I don't think he was trying to throw a touchdown. I don't think that was intentional.
What do you think he was trying to throw?
I think he was throwing the ball away.
No.
And I think, but listen, hear me out. He, much like Russell Wilson, if you remember, he did this earlier in the year on a Thursday night football game, I think against the Rams, where he threw one in the corner to Tyler Lockett, and Lockett made a beautiful catch.
Yes, remember that.
I think there's a couple of quarterbacks that are just at a level that we don't like that no one else can even come close to. And Rodgers is in there. Russell Wilson's in there. Mahomes, Brady. But he knew he was throwing the ball away. And I think he just thought, here's what I'll do. I'll throw this in the very, very, very corner of the end zone. If someone catches it, it's one of my guys. But there's no way they can pick it and get their feet in. And we'll just see what happens.
Kevin, I think you were describing it as somebody throwing a touchdown. If you're throwing the ball away, you're not going to put it within an arm's reach of anybody on the field. Like, so you're describing throwing a touchdown. You're going to put it in the one spot your person can get it, but he's throwing it away. Bullshit. No.
It's a very skilled throw, but I don't think there was any chance that when he threw that, he thought Jamal Williams is going to catch this ball. I think he thought, I'm going to throw this in the very corner of the end zone and maybe something freak happens, but probably just an incomplete pass. And
then I don't buy it, but if what's happening is what you describe happening, then he's an even better quarterback than I thought. If he can put that in that spot and also realize only one person can get it, but that's him throwing the ball away, then he's the best quarterback that's ever played football.
No, I think Russell Wilson made the same throw like 4 weeks ago on Thursday Night Football. There's a couple quarterbacks that can just make throws that just is insane. It doesn't make any sense. And Rodgers is in there
on purpose.
And now Rodgers has another guy on his team. There might be I'm not going to say there's a better Aaron, but boy, Aaron Jones looks really explosive.
Yeah.
It's exciting the way they use him. They throw him out. They kind of use him similar to the Saints using Kamara. They'll throw him out at receiver, run a little screen. They'll run the ball with him. That Packers team looks scary. And then I think Andy Reid showed us all once again
that he's Andy Reid.
He is going to screw up the clock at the end of half and at the end of the game. But by God, just throw anybody in there at quarterback and he'll make them look confident. Matt Moore was scouting 8 weeks ago, was not on an NFL roster. And then he comes in against the Packers defense on Sunday Night Football, which the Packers defense we think is a pretty solid D, and looked very confident. Very good.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think Andy Reid's really good. He is going to screw up the clock late in the game.
Yeah, I was about to say, he messes up. He's the best coach between Monday and Saturday, but Sunday afternoon, he's not so great. But Monday through Saturday, there's no one even close.
Why do you think Andy Reid looks more like a walrus? Is it his size or his mustache?
It's totally the mustache.
That's a really good question. I think I lean to mustache, but his size does come into play. It does help.
If his mustache was on Matt LaFleur in that same game, would Matt LaFleur look like a walrus? Or is it the fact? I think it's a combination. I think it's about the exact same of both.
Sure. It's evenly correlated. But I think the mustache is the most important part of that. Fat guy without a mustache looks like a fat guy. He looks like a seal, maybe. Fat guy with a mustache is a walrus.
I keep waiting him to go, or. Isn't that how a walrus goes?
Oh, boy. Well,
what does the cow say? Moo.
The other thing I wanted to, before we wrap up,
podcast for pre-camp. Yeah.
Let's touch on a little bit. Trade deadline. We're recording this Tuesday night, so trade deadline has now passed. The Redskins have no idea what they're doing. They decided to finally start taking calls for Trent Williams 24 hours before the trade deadline. When they had 8 weeks to do this, they started taking calls and they never got what they wanted. So now they still have Trent Williams and a 1-whatever record. The Bengals decided not to trade AJ Green, but it does look like they're punting on the season because they decided to bench. They are now benching Andy Dalton, which, do you guys realize they made the announcement today on Tuesday, which is Andy Dalton's birthday. Oh.
Yeah, nice.
Poor guy.
What a birthday present.
Have to take those hits anymore, so that's nice.
The other thing, the Jets are trading Leonard Williams, but I don't know if this has ever happened before. He's not actually having to leave. His card still works the next morning because he got traded to the Giants. He's in the same facility, just with a different jersey.
That's funny.
So I thought that was interesting. The other thing, I just want to talk about the Jets. Are they trying to screw up that entire locker room? Because did you see it looked like everybody in the locker room was on the block throughout today?
No, I didn't see
and they
that,
ended
no.
up trading. They had Jamal Adams on the block. Supposedly the Cowboys were trying to trade for Jamal Adams, which I think Jamal Adams would be amazing for any team to come on to. But it sounds like the Jets were only trading for like 2 first-round picks, which no one was willing to give up, I suppose. Yeah. They also were offering up Le'Veon Bell. A lot of talks were talking about the Eagles trying to trade for Le'Veon Bell, which they just signed Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah,
and they that. Both of those guys were on the block, but neither one got traded. Didn't we just see this with the Lakers less than 6 months ago, where it's not great for the locker room to put the entire locker room up on the trading block and then not trade them?
No, it's not.
I just don't understand what they're doing. And now Jamal Adams is coming out saying that the GM went behind his back and told him that he was not going to be traded, and then also was offering up to teams right after. And I just don't understand if you're a Jets fan, the Jets get made fun of a lot as a joke, and they just keep doing it to themselves. I don't know what they're doing at all.
They're working hard for that reputation.
And I, And then I was trying to think, was there any other things? And I was really hoping, we talked about the 49ers, I was really hoping that they would find a way to go get AJ Green. I thought that was just a match made in heaven, and it made so much sense. And for whatever reason, the Bengals didn't want to do it. I don't know if the Bengals didn't want to do it or if the 49ers didn't want to, but that's where we are. Did y'all have anything else y'all wanted to touch on from NFL before we bounce around to a few other topics?
Nah, I don't think so. I think we're good.
No, well, away, NFL.
I have a question for you, Pops. If you just at all times were carrying around some diamonds with you, would you take care of them?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Okay. Well, then why men are carrying around their precious jewels all the time, but we don't take care of them? If you're going to be manscaping, you need the right quality product when it comes to manscaping and comes to taking care of your undergarments. And let me tell you about some our friends over at Manscaped, who are the number one company in the business when it comes to below the belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels.
Wow.
And that's why
I'll be damned.
That's why, man. Look, Manscaped, what they've done is they've redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has the properly skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your hairs.
Well, if there's one place
anything,
you don't want to get nicked or snagged, I'm just saying.
It's down there in your diamonds. That's right.
That's bringing a tear. That will bring a tear to your eyes. Let me
tell
you.
It's called the Lawnmower 2?
Yeah.
It's the
Lawnmower 1 has been recalled, but the Lawnmower 2 is just a phenomenal piece of equipment.
See, the Lawnmower, from what I gather, the Lawnmower 1.0 was real. It was a good product, but there was the occasional nick and snag. Well, now, manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past with the Lawnmower 2.0. And don't use that same, guys, come on. Why are you using the same trimmer on your face that you're using on your balls? It's just ridiculous. So Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits, so why are you not putting deodorant on one of the smelliest parts of your body? It just makes no sense. And right now, Manscaped has an offer for our listeners. You can get 20% off plus.
20%?
Not 20% off plus. Not 20% off or. 20% off plus free shipping.
Whoa.
When you put in the promo code armchair at manscaped.com, always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. I guarantee it. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's manscaped with a D at the end. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code armchair. All right, guys.
Can I wait? I'm pretty sure Pops had no idea who our new sponsor was.
No, so none.
Watching that unfold was amazing.
I wish we could have recorded Pops. I think you thought I was joking
irony.
That whole time.
I mean, wow. I mean, and let me just say, I mean, I do try to keep the house clean. You know, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, I do like to be groomed, but I did not know that there was a Lawnmower 2.0 out there. I am really excited.
Hey, friends of the podcast, too. So, you know, if you can trust anybody.
Mm.
I mean, this is just, it's really revolutionizing the business, Pops. I mean, it's no nicks, no snags. Keep it smelling good. Keep it looking good. I mean, what else can you ask for?
As good as you can make it look, you know?
Yeah.
Did you guys, I wanted to ask you, so the World Series is going on.
I heard.
And I was wondering if you guys had did y'all hear anything about Sunday night's interesting little flashing controversy that happened behind home plate? Is this
brand new news to me?
I got nothing.
On live TV, three women behind home plate, they bought behind home plate tickets right there, two rows up, and they flashed Gerrit Cole and the camera on live TV. Speaking of manscaping, they showed their women parts to live television.
Wow.
And now they since were banned by the MLB for life because they were exposing themselves to promote a business. The women actually work for this company called Shag. They started this thing called Shagmag, which is I think they produce videos. It's like a media company where they produce videos and then written content on the web. And all the proceeds, they did this event, and you can go to Shagmag and buy different clothing, and all the money that got raised from their flashing was going to go to breast cancer awareness because they said they wanted to save the boobies. So that's why they showed the boobies, was to save the boobies. So my question for you guys is, it they got banned by the MLB for life. They will never be able to go to an MLB game ever again. Is that fair punishment? A little tough? Or what do you guys think?
You really caught me off guard here. The first thing that comes to mind is, I bet you they don't care if they're banned for life, is my thought. They probably have not been to many ball games before.
Right.
No, I don't know. I don't think it's too harsh. I mean, if you're sitting there exposing your body parts on World Series national TV and they don't want you to have you back at their game, okay, I'm good with that. Totally good with that.
LJ, you agree?
I mean, I think that, yeah, I think that the rules are the rules, and if you want to break the rules, then the punishment will come. But I also think, like, it's not as big of a deal as they've made it out to be, but them's the rules. You know, it's not for me to decide whether or not a couple of topless women on TV is like a life-changing ordeal. But since it is to some people, them's the rules. It's national TV.
Would it be okay for me to get some tickets right behind home plate and have a tattoo of the Just Press Play logo and take my shirt off?
I think you should, first off.
Well, that's beside the point. But just, would I get banned? I don't think I'd get banned.
Well, no, I don't think you would, and I don't think that's fair. I've got a huge problem with that. I totally agree with you. I think that women's toplessness and men's toplessness is like this weird backwards rule where we've just decided that one's okay and one's not, and it makes no sense. Like, you could, in theory, Photoshop a male nipple over their nipples and show it on TV. That would be okay, and that's absurd to me. So, yeah, there's a problem there, but that's not for the World Series or the MLB to decide, in my opinion.
Well, you know, if the game would have been in Oklahoma, that would have been legal as long as we didn't oogle them,
right,
or ogle them or whatever.
Right. We talked about this. That's what I was saying. I think that was also part of their point as they're going on is, why do women get shamed for taking their shirt off when a man, like, because I don't know if y'all remember not too long ago, that guy from the Philadelphia game, he's a very, very portly man, had some very interesting tattoos where he had the Philly Fanatic on his big stomach. And the Philly Fanatic's mouth was his belly button, which was a rather large belly button. It's a very interesting tattoo. And ever since, the guy got to, like, drop the puck at a Flyers game and, like, got onto the stadium or on the field at a Philadelphia Eagles game. And it was all because he exposed his
upper body. So he celebrated, and these girls are banned for life. That's what you're saying.
Hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's just a thought. It's something to just think about it. You know, I just think
I think, like, the deal is that, like, the MLB kind of has to make the decision that they're making, but it's also a good thing that they're making the decision that they're making, because I feel like that's going to make a lot of people think, like, what is the difference between the two things that you brought up? And if the difference is, well, I'm, like, sexually attracted to one of these genders and not the other, then, like, I think that's not a good difference to, like, rule on. And we might kind of change those rules. And like some states have, but, you know,
yeah. I thought it was interesting. And speaking of the World Series, did y'all know that Sunday was the day of these flashings, was the sports equinox?
I did.
Which is when every pro sports league is playing at the same time. Or not the same time, but all on the same day. So you can get a little bit of NHL, you can get a little bit of MLB, NFL, you got them all. Major League Soccer. So, one, pretty cool. And that led me to the question. We've talked about best months in sports and just in general. I think October's got to be – I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts, but October's got to be up there for a good month.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I think October is definitely a contender. It is a contender for best month.
You got the NBA, which you got the NBA starting, so now we can start thinking about free agency next year and the year after. Then you got the NHL going on if you're a hockey guy. You got Major League Soccer. The World Series, if you're – like, I don't watch a lot of baseball, but I will watch a World Series. Mm-hmm. And then we're getting right into the meat of – the NFL season, where we kind of start seeing what teams are good and what teams aren't. And then on top of that, October is finally a time where that weather starts to get cool, but it's not like cold. So we can put that fire out on the back porch, sit around, have a nice drink around a fire pit.
On daylight savings time till the end of this month, you know.
And then we're about to get that good time where you get an extra hour of sleep. If daylight savings is good for anything, it's that extra hour of sleep.
Let the JPP be the first to say happy daylight savings or whatever. What we're about to get that extra hour of sleep this weekend.
Yes,
that comes on Saturday.
At 2 a.m.
Yeah, Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so be careful. Don't show up late to church, because you're going to get that extra hour. I guess you'll show up early to church if you don't fix your clock. Either way, make sure you're keeping an eye on the clock on Sunday morning. But what do you guys think? What's the best month, Pops? Is October in the consideration?
It's definitely a contender, but I would give you October, and I would front you – You know, this was a tough call because I'm between June and March. I'll tell you, I'm between June and March because, and I'm going to give you June real quick. It's not that hot yet. The days are long. It's not that hot yet.
Moved up to get out of that hot, but go ahead.
But March, I do like March.
Go off,
March,
King.
The weather warms up. Things start getting green. You can go outside. You've been inside January and February. Anybody that says January and February are the best months, and LJ might because he likes it cold, I think they're wrong. You have March Madness, and the time okay, changes. Summer, the time changes to daylight savings time, so you get that extra hour of daylight. So I think I would have to go with March. I think I'd have to go with March.
LJ?
I mean, I want to refute point by point, but I don't feel like that's a valid way to spend our time. I'm going to say November. November's pretty wonderful to me because it's starting to get cool. Here in Chicago, we usually get our first snow around then, and that's really – it snows wonderful until it gets annoying. And, man, so the first snow of the year is just fantastic.
When does snow get annoying for you?
Day two is annoying. When it gets annoying.
Day two snow gets annoying.
Nah, you guys are living wrong.
Pops, I'm with you. I'm with you.
You don't know what snow, real snow even is. Y'all get that – ice bullshit that turns into water and then turns back into ice.
Like, well, he has got a point. Snow. We don't get the good real snow.
Yeah, for me, that snow is real pretty and cool, and you get to go play out in it, and the next day it's just mud and nasty, and the roads are bad, and people are wrecking everywhere. And,
now, come up north and experience a snowstorm up here, and you'll have a different opinion because, yeah, I didn't know what a snowball fight was until I was, like, 15 years old because, like, you know, You're getting a ball of ice together with a little bit of mud and rock pellets in there, and that's just the most exciting thing you're gonna have all year. So,
I think that's why. Go ahead, LJ. Do you have some more on November?
Oh no, I was just gonna say November's good. Good holiday month. You get like Thanksgiving's just one of the best holidays. It's such a good one.
Agreed.
And good family time, and you know, it's just a good time to be alive in November, in my opinion.
See, I agree with you. I think that's why October's like the buildup, and it's all downhill. Like October, it starts getting good, and then it's just all downhill. So it starts me on that great end of the year vibe where you get the little bit cooler weather. Halloween's always fun, and then you get November. Like you almost don't have to fully get off vacation mode because you can just look forward to Thanksgiving's coming up, and then Thanksgiving ends, and you go, Christmas is coming up, and you always are like. In between. That's why I think October is the best to me because it gets you. It's like the October. I know what it is. October is like a shower beer.
Okay. All right.
October is like that first beer after you got off work and you know you're going out on a Saturday night and you go ahead and get a shower for the beer, a beer for the shower.
Easy for you to say.
The reason that beer is always so good is because you know it. One, it's the first one. So that first cold beer is always really good.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's the start. It's the start of you're now off work and on to the vacation or onto the weekend. October is the best month because it's a shower beer.
So we've got October, November, and March. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I will say, I like March. I think you're on to something with March.
March is dope.
But I think I'm going October, and it's a close. I think October minus 2.5.
Okay. All right. No, October's a great month. November's not bad either, so I can go with all of y'all's. Nobody said the redunculous months of January and February, so good.
Yeah, no, they're pretty rough, yeah.
They're rough.
LJ, did you see the NCAA cleared the way for athletes to profit from names, images, and likenesses today?
No, more than
not like just California?
Like the whole NCAA?
The NCAA's top decision makers voted unanimously on Tuesday to start the process of modifying its rules to allow college athletes to profit from their names, image, and likenesses, quote, in a manner consistent with the collegiate model.
Guys, we're done. Now, we can stop this podcast. That's all I wanted.
Good.
Now, to let you know what's going on a little further, this is a big deal, and I do think this means, if you were on Twitter at all and you follow the people that are in the same atmosphere that I kind of am, you saw a lot of people saying, all right, NCAA 2021 coming out next year.
Sure.
Probably not, but we're getting closer. We are getting closer. And I think this is kind of just letting us know the NCAA is realizing, okay, we got to do something. We got to figure something out. And I think this is big news. This is cool. I think California started it. And we're getting a little bit closer with it. So I just thought I'd mention it because I knew LJ would like to hear that.
Yeah, thank you.
That little tidbit.
I'm totally into that all the way.
100%. Me too. Glad to hear it.
You just moved October up because we'll get to celebrate the anniversary of that every year. Like, that's pretty
fantastic. Right,
right.
Okay, next topic I wanted to get onto. I wanted to, let's punt from sports here. Or did y'all have anything sports related? Or are you cool if we just go off the rails a little here and go?
I mean, I got some things that are
place.
Like vaguely sports related, but yeah, let's go off the rails.
Go off the rails.
Let's why are we even on rails? What are we, like a train? No, we
don't need no stinking rails.
We are an ATV, my man.
we are a bus driven by Freddie Kitchens. You never know where this sucker's going. All right, I wanted to talk about Netflix is now angering some directors because they're saying that they're going to test variable playback speeds, which, to explain what this is similar to when you listen to podcasts and you can slow them down to halftime speed, speed them up to 1.25, or speed them up all the way to double times. So in general, this means you can watch scenes in slow motion or burn through a show faster. So if you want to watch Pulp Fiction, but you don't have 3 hours, you can throw that sucker on one halftime speed and watch it a little quicker.
Yeah.
So before I tell you what some directors are saying, Pops, what do you think about this idea?
I know podcasts have had those for a while, but I don't know why the hell anybody would listen to it at half speed, because then they are, you know,
if you want
talking like that,
if you ever want to know what it sounds like, or what if you want to get an idea of what it probably would sound like if me, Pops, and Elle were all just drunk, go throw that on halftime speed and just listen to it. I don't know. It makes
or
everybody
to
sound
it
like they're
full-time speed on most weeks.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
True that.
More drunk.
But so to finish that thought, I mean, I've tried that 1.25 or 1.5 speed. I can't do it. I've got to listen to it at normal speed. Every now and then it'll get on that 1.5 speed and I'll have to, sometimes I can't figure it out. I have to go, hey Siri, slow down to normal speed. So I don't like the fast
speed.
Wait,
you can't figure out how
sometimes
to change it?
Sometimes on the podcast, it'll have a little button down there and it'll go 1.5. Or sometimes it'll just speed up just automatically. I'm telling you, it's done that. And there's no button.
To your point.
Yes, go ahead.
To back you up a little bit, if you're ever doing anything where it's possible, if you're wearing sleeves and they either get a little sweaty or a little damp for whatever reason, that, like, if you're wearing a watch, it'll change that.
Hell you were talking about. Like, you have some smart sleeves or some shit.
No, it will. It'll somehow start pressing buttons on your watch and you don't realize it. And all of a sudden, you're listening to the Ryan Russillo show and he's talking like this, like really fast, and you can't really hear and understand what he's saying. And you're like, whoa, what? And you don't know what happened.
All
so.
Right, all right.
To Pop's credit, it will all of a sudden jump fast. And if I can follow one halftime speed, there is times where I have to slow down. You're like, okay, they are just, I'm listening to the past 10 minutes and have no idea what just happened. But the people that listen to stuff on 2x speed, you are insane, my friend. And I don't know how
you
do that.
Hell?
Oh, LJ,
talk to me. How do you do it?
I don't know. So first off, it depends on what you're listening to, right? Like, so if you're listening to something where you want to catch every single word you said, like the Just Press Play podcast where every word matters, then you don't want to do it on that. You know, like, it's really more for shows that it's like, you know, it's a 2 hour long show and I want to get through it so I know what they talked about, but I don't really care about the minutia that gets you there. Like, then 2x is fantastic. But I tend to, on a lot of my podcasts, I go 1.5x. And so that's why this Netflix thing is interesting to me as like someone who has a hand in creating sort of art like this. The idea of somebody deciding to play it back at a different speed than like I set it to be would be like horrifying because they're not getting the point that you put across. But like as a consumer, I use that all the time. Like sometimes I've got 15 minutes to kill and I don't have anything worth 15 minutes. So I could throw in Arrested Development. And that would be at 1.5x speed around 17 minutes. Like, that'd be fantastic. That'd be really great.
Well, maybe. Because I'm with you. I will listen to podcasts sometimes on 1.5x speed. And sometimes it's that same thought you have where I already noticed that it's a long one. And so I might not care about all of it, but I want to throw it on and speed through. And then if there's a topic I'm really interested to and I think I'm not catching all the way, I might go 15 back, 15 back, 15 back, and then put it all slow down.
I could see that. Yeah. Okay.
But when it comes to Netflix and them testing back this playback speed, Hollywood has already complained about the way it will mess up their. I realize I was about to do
air quotes.
Quotation mark, yeah, air quotes. But this is a audio format, so quote unquote art. So this is the 40-year-old virgin director Judd Apatow, who you know has directed a lot of different things. But he tweeted out this quote: "Netflix, no, don't make me have to call every director and show creator on earth to fight you on this." Save me the time. I will win, but it'll take a ton of time. Don't F with our timing. We give you nice things. Leave them as they were intended. Distributors don't get to change the way content is presented. If you want to go watch The Godfather in 90 minutes,
wrong.
Then go invent your own personal machine. Streamers should not be allowed to change the art.
Incorrect fact.
That's
he's wrong. Paul, he's just straight up wrong. Because like if you watch a show on TBS, they change the timings. They cut out moments for commercials. They change the curse words. Like the streamer does get to change the medium. And if you want Judd Apatow's actual vision, you're going to have to look for that, you know, director's cut or whatever. Like,
fair point.
He's absolutely incorrect.
That's
about
a very fair point.
That.
Yeah.
Now, I agree with the fact that it was going to mess up what his stuff looks like. But if I want to watch 40-Year-Old Virgin, I'm not sitting here saying I'm going to watch it like it's the first time. I'm going to watch it. And so I can be like, oh, that was funny. Yeah, I remember that part. While I'm like washing dishes or something. Like he's factually incorrect about all of it.
So is this director's kind of being get off my lawn? Like they're just
Judd Apatow
fight, just
yeah.
to fight it.
Because well, I think like so if you're watching 40-Year-Old Virgin for the first time, then you're not going to watch it at 2x speed. And if you are, you're not the audience that he's shooting for. Like this, he's freaking out about nothing.
Well, so far a few other directors have backed him up on the director for Spider-Man Into the Spideyverse. Ant-Man and The Incredibles are already backing up along with the Breaking Bad star, Aaron Paul. And for what it's worth, though, Netflix spokesman said they would test, quote, they said that they would test this out, quote, we're always experimenting with new ways to help members use Netflix. This test makes it possible to vary the speed at which people watch shows on their mobiles. As with any test, it may not become a permanent feature on Netflix, but as a viewer.
Wait.
Maybe. What?
It's on their phones. This is only effective on your phones. So even more so, Judd Apatow's like, you can watch it on a screen the size of your glasses, but you can't watch it at a little bit faster than the way that I programmed it. No, this is stupid. This is all a non-story. Screw these directors. I'm out.
Well,
I was on their side for a second.
So I don't know if I'm all the way out like you. I kind of get what they're saying. It is going to screw with their art. But if this is the way you want to, like, if dad wants to listen to Just Press Play Pod on 2x, and he can, like, LJ, you can listen to however you want to. That's the way you like it.
Yeah.
If Pops wants to listen on 1x, so he can listen to however he wants to. I'm the one paying for Netflix, so can I watch the show how I want to watch it? Maybe I'm dumb. Maybe I'm watching it the wrong way, but that's why I paid.
And the other thing
that's why I got the password from someone who also pays
for it. The most important thing about any art form, and, like, as a theater person, this is like my life. The most important thing about any art form is the audience. And if the audience wants to experience it a certain way and the producer wants it to happen, I mean, you know, you fight it all you can to get what you want out of it. But like, they win because without an audience, there's no theater, there's no movie, there's no painting, there's no sculpture, there's no music. The audience is the most important thing you've got going right now. So if I want to watch it at 2x speed, let me do it. Don't fight me.
And for what it's worth, it seems like the majority of the audience has spoken out in favor of at least testing this playback speed because I don't know if I'm going to like a movie in 1.5x speed, but I can try it and maybe I don't.
God, if I could have watched this last season of Game of Thrones at double speed, I would have happily, so I could have just gotten through that bullshit. But
speaking of Game of Thrones, LJ, there's a little bit of controversy with our boy, Benioff and Weiss?
Yeah.
Can you explain that for the people? This isn't about how bad the last season was, right? This is a different little bit of controversy.
Well, it
correct?
Does have to do with it. so they were slated to direct the next Star Wars trilogy, and they were going to get paid a boatload to do it. And that was one of the
wasn't this supposedly why people thought they sped up this last bit of
Game of Thrones, so they could move on and work on Star Wars. That was one of the things that people were saying a lot for sure. And, so as of, I think today when we're recording this, so it's Tuesday, I believe they backed out of filming the Star Wars, directing the Star Wars movies. They did say that it was partially to do with this huge deal that they've apparently got with Netflix, but also it does time interestingly with, they just had another convention this last weekend and there was not any press allowed there, but somebody was live tweeting all of their answers. And so the internet just ate their lunch talking about how stupid they were. And then immediately after that conference, they decided to back out of doing another movie set where they're going to have to do just dozens of press tours every single year. So I think there has something to do with their poor ending to Game of Thrones. But yeah, they totally backed out on a cash cow, which is interesting to me.
I mean, it just sounds like a terrible business move on their part, right? I mean, Star Wars literally, like, the definition of cash cow is something like Star Wars. They put out, they have such a following that even if it's bad, people are going to watch it because like, I know Star Wars is, I'm fine with it. I don't have an issue with it. I'm not like a crazy big Star Wars person.
Yeah.
But I know some Star Wars people that they are going to be at the December showing of this newest movie, no matter what, whether they like the last one or not, they're just going to go to the next one because they've invested all this time in Star Wars.
Yeah. I'm a pretty decent fan of it, but like, yeah, it's the series that invented merchandising essentially. Like before Star Wars, you didn't have lightsaber, you know, like they invented this idea of every kid playing with their toy of their movie. And now that's everywhere. It's just, yeah, they had the right to print money and they decided, well, let's not. So I don't think it has anything to do with them not wanting to do the project, but more they're afraid of the public, in my opinion.
Is it possible they got too big after Game of Thrones blew up as big as it did and got so good and it was so great? And it was that. But do you think they kind of, they got too big of heads and now they can't take the criticism when they may have put something that was not,
yeah,
that was not up to par with what they were started out with?
They thought they were invincible. And then when they started writing it on their own, people were giving them the benefit of the doubt for about 2 years. And then we stopped, you know, we, after this last season, a lot of the major fans just got done taking their bullshit. And yeah, so I think they were not prepared for that. And they were totally ego driven. And now they've had to like drop that and they don't know how to direct without ego anymore. So,
well, if Disney's looking for someone else to direct that trilogy, I don't have any prior experience directing, but I will throw my hat in the ring.
If you I could clear up my schedule too. Can we go in as a trio? Do you guys want to do this as a trio?
I think it's worth a shot. I don't know how often Bob Iger listens to the Just Press Play. I have heard from one person that maybe Bob Iger does. I don't know. But if he's listening right now and you're looking for a trio, because three's better than two.
Yeah.
We got a trio sitting right here. We got a trio sitting right here ready to take the rants.
Yep. Although two of the people in the trio did say, I could take it or leave it. So we didn't sell it super well before I might cut some of that.
That's true.
Hopefully Bob Iger was listening to that part on two times and he kind of missed it. But then when he heard his name, he slowed it back down to one time. So we kind of talked a little bit about streaming and we talked about technology and all this different stuff. But Pops, you wanted to it sounded like, take a step back in technology and talk about long distance phone calls, or can you just, tell me what you want to do here.
Well, I got to thinking the other day that when I was coming up,
what the hell is a long distance phone call?
Exactly. Exactly. When I was growing up, it was like, I would call home from college and I'd call my dad or my mom and they'd be like, oh, you know, you're on my nickel. That's what my dad would always say. You know, you're calling on my nickel. We need to get off the phone. These charges are piling up because, you know, you had a long distance charge. You know, I could call you across town for free, but long distance was like a buck a minute, or maybe not a buck, but whatever. It was an expense. That just doesn't exist anymore. I can call LJ in Chicago on a local number, by the way, you know, a 903 area code. Yeah. And wherever he is, well, I can text LJ in Chicago and he'll answer. I should say that. But you know, we can communicate freely from you know, Arkansas to Chicago, where that was a huge deal back in the day. And it just got me thinking about things that have really changed. Do y'all even remember long distance charges? Well, is it something you even remember?
Well, not only can you call LJ at any point, you can see his face.
I can FaceTime
him. FaceTime in this future, yeah. That's what I was just thinking, that when you mentioned that before, I was thinking about like how this particular thing that we do, we record this thing for other people to listen to, that like that would be absurd in like 1987, right?
There
like,
would be long distance charges. We couldn't afford it. Yes.
The idea of us even calling each other in this weird conference call once a week would be like, well, I can't afford this bullshit. Like, no, I'm not going to talk to you. Like, we'll call separately. We'll like write letters to each other. We'll write missives.
So to answer your question, Pops, I do remember what a long distance phone call is, but I don't remember like factoring that into my thought process ever.
Yeah, because you never had to pay for it. That's why your mom and dad or your grandma and grandpa always paid for it.
That's true.
Which also brings me back another thing about phones and where we are today and the changes. And I lived a little bit through it, but I was kind of young when cell phones started getting introduced, but I can imagine when y'all were when you were a child, Dad, if you weren't home, your parents have no idea where you are, do they? How do they figure out where you are?
You would have to go to a payphone and drop a dime and check in. That's what you would have to do. I mean, that's exactly. Or, and you could leave a message on the answering machine, which no longer exists. I mean, every home had an answering machine, and you would record your little message, and nobody has that anymore. Nobody. I just think that's really odd how quickly we've
changed. That's just crazy. I remember being, before I could drive, so like if I wanted to go somewhere on a Friday night, whether I was with you or mom, y'all would be like, all right, well, like check back in around, you know, 8, or and if I hadn't, because, you know, kids are terrible about checking in. Y'all have my cell phone, so y'all can at least call me and figure out, okay, where are you at? Okay, that's just checking in. Right. And back in the day, it was like, okay, we'll call Sally and see if LJ's over there. And then Sally's like, no, I haven't seen him yet today. So now you just start calling up the friends, I guess. You just start calling up the parents you know and just seeing if they're there. Like, that's just why. And now, in today's day and age, you can put a tracking device on the phone. And so you could always just go look. Oh, looks like Kevin's over on Monroe. Oh, he's over at the Owens house or something, you know? Like, you can just see where he's at.
Yeah.
It's just wild the way we've changed. What else? Are y'all going to bring something else? Oh, I also want to ask on phones real quick. Was there a time where, and I've heard people talk about this and I don't remember this. I remember being in the same house where, like, if I picked up the phone back in y'all's room, that cord phone, I could hear, like, if LJ or you were on the other line, I would just hear that conversation. Yeah. Was there a time where you heard, like, your neighbor on the line?
See, I don't even remember about party lines. I mean, party lines, yeah, that's like my grandmother, grandfather's age. But, I mean, a party line would be like us in the next 5 houses would be on one phone line. And we would have a distinct ring that would be different than the next door neighbor, So if it would ring like ring, 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 that might be the Lutheringer residence. Ring, ring, that might be the Owens residence, you know, and so on and so forth. And you could pick up a phone and hear the Owens talking down the block. Yeah, on a party line.
Wow. And now we're worried that Amazon's listened to us with our smart Alexa speakers. And before, your neighbors probably could have listened
easily,
to you any time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
What's some LJ? It looked like you had another thing that's just changed massively over time with technology.
Well, I've got a thing that's totally obsolete. Well, first off, I just looked up obsolete technologies. And did you know that we used to use dogs to make sure that meat got cooked evenly? There used to be dogs that ran on wheels that made meat roll on a spit so it got cooked evenly. Like, we bred dogs specifically for this part. Like, life was the Flintstones back in the 1800s. Like, I don't know what the hell.
I did not know that.
That even feels like. Yeah. They were called like spit dogs or something like that. And they were like a type of cur. And it was just like a dog that would run for 12 hours. And they had shifts. You would have two dogs and they'd trade out shifts to make sure that the meat got cooked properly. It's absurd. It's crazy.
So we didn't get to start this podcast with a fun fact, but there's your fun fact.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Once again, me and Dad, we've talked about this before. For all we know, LJ literally just made this up. But the way he says things, the way you said it, I'm so confident there were spit dogs back in the day.
I'm going to write that down. Spit dogs. Spit.
Look it up. But the other thing I thought of is music videos or television stations playing music videos are completely useless.
Oh, back when MTV actually showed those videos.
But if they still did, they'd be out of business today. They would have died as a network. Like, it's kind of fortunate that they decided to do this bullshit reality TV, because otherwise they'd have lost all of their money, because now you just look it up on YouTube. That's why I don't understand, like, Monday Night Football has been doing these, like, halftime music videos, and it's like, why the hell
the Genesis halftime shows are terrible.
Why would you ever do that? Like, I can just look up this middling band and see a music video that they produced instead of a car company or some bullshit. So that's something that's dead, but like, I guess some people are still holding on to, is the idea of music videos on TV.
Pops, I remember the days, speaking of, like, it used to be a normal morning thing. I would wake up and LJ would probably have it on. You'd flip through, but you'd probably have it on MTV, and then I'd go, if I went into Dad's room, it's probably on VH1.
Yeah, yep. I think that's pretty accurate.
And we would, and that would pretty much be playing from like 6 to 7 in the morning.
And you're bouncing around, and you're hitting Good Charlotte in the bedroom, and then in the living room, you're hitting Jason Mraz, and then you bounce back, and it's, you know, Gwen Stefani, and then you bounce back again, and it's like Matt Kearney, you know, it's just back and forth.
Those are some for real names, that really happened.
And I can remember, you always knew, like, as a child, you always knew you stayed up too late when you went to turn on the TV and it was just the AM music videos playing, because that means it's about 3 a.m. on MTV.
Yeah. That's like those Girls Gone Wild ads, speaking of the World Series. That's when you knew you were up too late, is Comedy Central went to just straight Girls Gone Wild.
Wow.
That's obsolete. That's an obsolete thing altogether. Direct phone line video pornography doesn't exist.
Well, do
Do we have
there are a couple of things I wanted to mention. I want to mention a couple of more things that have become somewhat irrelevant, and then a couple of things that are absolutely timeless, and see if y'all agree with me. But so irrelevant things, paper maps. Who's got a paper map? I mean, the days of y'all don't even know the days of trying to fold a map back up the way it started. Yeah. I mean, you have no idea.
I haven't, and I think LJ and Kelly can say the same. I have a atlas in my truck right now because, of course, Pop's got all the kids big old atlases for Christmas.
They're handy as hell. I was super excited to get that. How many times do you think I've pulled that out? Zero. Literally zero. It's folded. It's gotten folded in my backseat because I don't even take care of it. I love it. I'm so excited that it exists, but it's just we're in that time that it's more of a curio than a need. Like, I've got maps all around my house hanging on the wall, but that's the that's the one. That's the one.
Just for the listeners, Pops just pulled out his road atlas, large map atlas that he has sitting right beside him.
I use it all the time. I mean, it's just fun to have a map. I'm just a map guy.
You use it all the time.
Well, I took a trip to Southeast Arkansas the other day, and I took it because I just wanted to see. I don't want to see a little like my on my
did
phone.
Did you use it?
Yes, I used it. I absolutely used it. I did. Okay. So another thing that we really don't have is actual photographs. You know, we've got pictures on our phone. We got pictures on our computer. My mom and dad. And even when y'all were young, your mom would have photograph books, you know, and she would put them together. We just don't have that anymore.
Well, so I know one thing, and it's I think it's still big, but like college dorms, one of the big decorations, because you can't usually like nail stuff up on the wall. But what you can do is you can take like your phone where you have pictures on your phone, whether it be from Snapchat pictures, Instagram pictures, whatever it is. But if you have pictures on your phone, you can go to a different like wherever they print out photos and you can print out those little photos. And people will tape them on the wall. And that's kind of a cool little decoration people do. But to your point, no, there's not really the same way. Like back in the day, I remember people bringing out the photo book or bringing out the box of photos and going through them. Nowadays, it's like, let me pull up the camera roll. And I've actually sat in the room with friends. I have some that are more guilty than others that anytime we get bored, they're just going to pull up their camera roll, be like, oh, remember this picture? And we still look at the same pictures, which it is funny. It's like reliving down memory lane. But it's that version just without an actual photo where we're just swiping through our photos on our phone. So I get what you mean, Pop.
So now I thought what was interesting is what are some absolutely timeless items that just we still use that?
A tape measure.
Well, okay. I guess that's good.
That's a good one. Well,
a dolly.
Just a couple seconds. What you got, Pop?
A dolly is really good. But this one blew my mind and it is so correct. A towel. Towels have been around as long as I can remember, and I use one every single day of my life. They're as handy as they can be.
It's not like that's going to change.
They're just...
We're not going to find a day where it's like, well, towels are obsolete. We don't need towels anymore. Yeah, that's always going to be a thing.
I don't know. They might... One day they're going to invent something where we don't have to use a towel. We just stand in a big dryer that's just like...
I guess that's possible.
I guess that's an option.
So the other two things that I thought stood
but
out.
But just as of right now, you're right. Towels, you're really right. Big deal. Timeless
extension
right now.
Cords. We still use extension cords. Maybe on a power bar or whatever, you know. But we still use extension cords.
I don't buy
cords.
That that's timeless.
It's not timeless, but we still use it like I used when I was a kid.
We definitely do, yeah.
And then the other
They're
thing.
Vital still
and,
to this
And
day.
You're probably all socks. We all probably have socks on right now. So, you know, socks are something that haven't changed a lot in our lifetime.
You know, usually at 9:23 at night, I don't. But you did catch me on a day where I'm still wearing socks. So, good for you.
Yeah.
Shoes. I guess you could go shoes,
yeah, you
too.
Go shoes, underwear. But, I mean, I don't know. Some of us. Shoes. I really don't want to get into that with all of y'all. I don't know who may or may not. But I certainly have underwear on. So.
I'm trying to think. I'm every time I've ever moved, I'm just fascinated at the first time. So I mentioned dolly off the top, and that's why I thought about it, because I'm just always fascinated the first time someone thought of a dolly, because moving without a dolly would be a pain in the ass. Like, it's just when you're moving something really heavy and you can't strap it up to one of those like good dollies where you can strap that big dresser up and you can roll it down the U-Haul trailer.
I got two flights of stairs. I'm living in that prehistoric era. And it is awful. Yeah, the dolly is one of the greatest inventions, and the stairs are evil.
And it's such, and the dolly is such a simple. It's just like, hey, wouldn't it be easier if we moved this real heavy thing on wheels instead of carrying it? And you're like, yeah, actually, yeah, that would be a lot easier. That would be really simple.
Good job, Trondash. Yeah, that was pretty nice.
Did you have any other? Do you have any other things you wanted to throw out there of just timeless?
I just wanted to throw out that I've heard it before elsewhere. I'm not the first person to say it, but there will be like a day very soon that when people look for the save icon, that they're not going to know what that save icon represents, and I think that's kind of interesting. So,
like, what right now? Like, is it like a floppy disk or what?
Yeah,
what
it's like in the shape of a floppy disk. When you save and it's a picture that you're clicking, it's always a floppy disk, and that's so, not going to be anything.
Like, I know what a floppy disk, but I really don't know if I've ever used a floppy disk. I think way back in the day, like when I went to the computer lab, like in kindergarten, I think we had to use floppy disk for something, maybe.
Oh, I definitely did. I would like write reports and then save it on a floppy disk and then take it to mom's work at Fowler's, and then we'd go print it out and get the little binding and everything. And that's how my book reports looked like fresh.
Yeah.
But you are so right. Like, so I know what they are, but I barely remember using it. Go rewind or fast forward 5 years younger than me or something like that. Probably never used it. They may know what it was, but they probably never used it for sure. And then 5 more years, probably have no idea what that is. They just know it's a save icon.
Well, and this is something I almost didn't mention, but physical media. We just don't have any physical media anymore. I mean, like, you know, you don't own CDs, cassette tapes, albums. Books. Albums are coming back a little bit, but it's really nostalgic. Books. I wonder how Books A Million even exist. I mean, I love books and I buy books and I like to read them and hold them in my hand, but I don't go to Books A Million very often. So yeah, physical media just is disappearing.
The books is a different thing because book people are super into like physical books. Like big time readers don't tend to be Kindle people. Passive readers tend to be Kindle people. Which is not always true, but it does tend to be that way. Whereas like music people, or just give me the music in the simplest way possible. So
yeah,
there's a little bit
like
of difference there, but
I can get that. All right, that'll do it for another episode of the Just Press Play Pod. We touched on a lot of stuff today, guys, and I am excited. We got NFL stuff. We're halfway through. I think we kind of know where the pretenders and the contenders are, so we're really going to start figuring things out. As always, if you heard anything in this week's pod that you kind of want to get a little more info on, our show notes will be over at our website at jppod.com. And of course, you can follow us over on Facebook or Twitter. Just search Just Press Play Pod and we will pop up. And like we said at the top, if you haven't heard us in a while, this is the first time back in a while, just make sure that you've hit that subscribe button because we have had a little switch over in the way we upload the pods. So that'll do it for another week. Guys, we will be back once again next week. Guys, I'll holler at you later.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.